Welcome to Ventilate Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. It's going to be a great day. It's always a great day, at least in my head, and hopefully in yours, too. All right, so today is episode 385. That means if you're just joining us for the first time, you've missed a few shows. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everybody to go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. That'd be great. The other thing you can do is, if you want to watch the show, you can go to ustreamtv.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, look for the word watch, click on it. After you've clicked on it, type into the search bar the words Dentally Speaking, and you'll find today's episode. And I think if you look around, you'll probably be able to find previous episodes as well. By the way, those are available at dentallyspeaking.com, all right? dentallyspeaking.com. Well, today's show is going to be about my Dentistry from the Heart charity event that's coming up June 12th, Friday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. And in addition to that, we are doing a health fair. Okay, so it's more than just a Dentistry from the Heart event. It's also a health fair, and let me explain. So besides you being able to come and receive free dental care, such as free fillings, free extractions, and free cleanings, we will have the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van on site. We'll have the OSU Dental Mobile Coach on site. We're also going to have the Ohio Benefit Bank folks here. We're going to have a blood drive with the American Red Cross in the space right next door. We're going to have a DJ, Kraftwerk's karaoke. We will have games for the kids, games for the adults. We'll have a pharmacy on site. We'll have porta potties. We'll have food, drinks. Oh, you name it. The Meyer Sunny 95 treat truck is going to come by, spend about an hour handing out free ice cream. We will have a nurse on site to do blood pressures. We will hopefully have interpreters for those who don't speak English. It's one of the things, basically you come, you don't have to show need, you do have to fill out a short health history form, but everything is free. Everything is free. So if you don't need dental care, but you want to come by and donate blood, that would be awesome. If you need dental care, but you also feel like you haven't seen a physician in a while and you want to be evaluated by the folks at the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van, you can do that. So mark this date and time and location down. It is June 12th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. It will be held at 4308 North High Street in Columbus, 43214, and that is at the corner of East Cook and North High Street. Okay, that's my office location. Now, I will tell you, it's first come, first serve. A lot of people come the night before, actually. They start getting in line, kind of want to get their space in line. It's not necessary, though. There are just a handful or a number of people that do that, but there's plenty of opportunity to be seen in the morning if you come in the morning. If you do come the night before, we have a gentleman that works for me that will be there, and he registers people and makes sure that your place in line is secure. And then people bring a sleeping bag or a pup tent or something and just kind of snooze until we get in the morning. Although we start with patients at 7, we get there 5:30 or 6 to get set up. We'll have canopy tents, and chairs and tables and things to make it comfortable for you while you're waiting. And we hope it's not even going to take that long. We hope we can just get through everybody quickly so no one has to wait. But just in case, you kind of should come prepared, okay? All right, so as I mentioned, it's Dentistry from the Heart is how this got started. So what is Dentistry from the Heart? Dentistry from the Heart was started by a dentist in Florida, Dr. Vincent Monticello, from Newport Richey, Florida. I believe he's now practicing in Tampa. And Dr. Monticello felt that if a dentist was going to give back, give back to society, probably the best thing they could do is dentistry. And you know, I got to thinking about that, and it makes a lot of sense. Because as you know, I've held a golf outing for several years in a row to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I sit on the board of another charity called Touch, MCS Services Touch, and I've helped raise money for them as well. But I think I agree, I can do the most good when I'm doing dentistry. And let's face it, there is a big, big need out there. Big need. In fact, I was reading in the Columbus Dispatch, I think about 3 days ago now, where we were talking about how Ohio is doing for its seniors, and that we rank 30th in the nation for senior health. And we used to be 31, so we're moving up, but not by much. Well, one of the stats that I read was that, how do they put it? They said 16% of our senior citizens in Ohio have absolutely no teeth. They're completely edentulous. And I'm like, really? That's crazy. That's too high. That's way too high. That's like 1 in 6, right? Because 6 times 16 is 96. Yeah, so it's like 1 in 6. And I'm thinking, that's just the people with no teeth. Well, what about the people that have they're missing a lot of teeth. They have partial dentures, or they need partial dentures. Some of them have the teeth kind of spread around to the point where they don't even rub together. You know, you close your mouth, but nothing hits. I bet you if you include those, you'd find it's 1 in 4. Well, that's totally unacceptable. Now, why do we do dentistry from the heart? Why did Dr. Vincent Monticello start it? He did because over 100 million people in the country don't have dental insurance. That's a third. That's a third of people in this country that don't have insurance. And the ones that do find that it's woefully inadequate. Dental insurance only covers about $1,000 per year per person, and that's the same number, the same $1,000 they were paying way back 55 years ago in 1960. Can you imagine that? 1960. So what do we have? We have people who need care, who either don't have insurance or find their insurance doesn't cover enough. In fact, it usually doesn't even cover one tooth if you need a root canal, buildup, and crown. And so in some cases, they feel like, well, I know I have a broken tooth, but I don't have any money right now. Things are tight. So I guess I'm just not going to go. And they just wait until they have a toothache. And then they find that, well, they still don't have any money to cover it, but they have to figure something out. And guess what? That's when a lot of these extractions happen, is when people wait. Because if you wait, the decay keeps growing. And as it grows, it gets deeper and deeper into the tooth. When it gets real deep into the tooth, it's into the nerve. And that's when you get your pain, you get your swelling, you get your infection. And then if you wait even longer, if you don't get it fixed then, well, then it starts to just disintegrate to where now it can't even be saved with a root canal and a filling and a crown. It has to be extracted. So if you do that too much, you repeat that process too often, before you know it, you're one of those edentulous people. Okay. So, and you know what? There are a lot of dentists that go abroad. They go to Africa. They go to Honduras, Nicaragua, and they do these missions where they help people who are poor and in need. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? You don't have to go to another country to find people in need. You can find them right around the corner. It might be you. It might be your next door neighbor. It might be the person in the car that just went past you. The reality is it's kind of rampant right here in the good old USA. And so it's kind of cool that we can help the people, our own neighbors, our friends, our family, help you and your friends and your family. So don't be shy. There is not going to be any need to show need. We're not going to ask people if they could afford care at a regular dental office. We're just going to take whomever comes and take care of them. We'll probably do one filling or one extraction or a cleaning. We typically, if we can do whatever we can do in about 30 minutes, and you know, if that's a couple of fillings, we'll do that. If it's a couple extractions, we'll do that. We just want to make sure that we see as many people as possible, okay? Now, soon, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and it's going to be a simple one today. You probably don't even need me to remind you of the answer that will be in the upcoming question of the day. So you may want to remember that the Dentistry from the Heart event that we're doing is going to be held at my office, which is 4308 North High Street in Columbus. The zip is 43214. It will be June 12th at 7 a.m. It'll go until 4 p.m. All right. So before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, though, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Let me remind you that the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistumber Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistumber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, the question of the day is, true or false, my fifth annual Dentistry from the Heart event is going to be held on Friday, June 12th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. at my office, which is 4308 North High Street, Columbus, 43214. Is that true or is that false? All right, the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
ただいま、あなたのお気に入りの番組から、ドクター・クビッコのデンタリースピーキングをお送りしています。
Tell him make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. In my white tee. On South Beach. When I
open up your
mouth,
you grill gleaming. I
stand up,
let me see your grill.
Let me see my grill.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And while we are away, I rolled some dice. I picked number 3, and my producer has spoken to the caller. And so, hey, my producer, tell me who is the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Who wins the flowers from Weistumber Florist? In other words, who had the correct answer, which was true?
Derica, Dr. Kvitko, is the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. She is from Rockbridge, and she won today.
Congratulations to our winner. That's awesome. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, stay tuned and tune in next Sunday and every Sunday. So we really appreciate you listening. All right. So as you know, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking. This is show number 385, and we are talking about my upcoming Dentistry from the Heart and Health Fair event, charity event. Okay. So let's go into a little more detail. We talked about all of the people who need attention, who need free dental care like we were going to do. But we have to talk about the other side of this, which is the fact that we need more dentists, we need more hygienists, we need lay people to help, you know, as runners, registration, you know, all kinds of stuff. You'd be amazed. It takes about, well, 1 year we had about 125 volunteers, and so we really need your help, all right? You, right there, you. Yeah, that's you. Okay. We need your help. So what I need you to do is write down this number, 262-9588. That's in the 614 area code. Please call my office. There's somebody listening right now. We have an answering service. They will take your message. If you'd like a call back today, we'll call you back today. All right? And we need you to sign up and help. Now, seriously, I was doing the math. I have 10 treatment rooms, and there are 3 dental chairs in the OSU Dental Mobile Coach, which we're going to use for children. That coach can do about 40 children in a day, each day. And I was thinking if we had, say, 3 chairs for cleanings, 3 chairs for fillings, and 4 chairs for extractions, because unfortunately, a lot of the people need the teeth removed. They're too far gone. Well, that would mean that we could do in a 9-hour day, which is what we're doing, and assuming we spend about 30 minutes on each patient, well, that's 18 patients per room for the 9-hour day. That's 180. And if we do 40 in the OSU Mobile Coach, that would be 220. So we could do 220 people. The problem is we need to have a hygienist in each of those 3 rooms the entire 9 hours. We have to have 3 dentists in the filling rooms for 9 hours. And we have to have 4 dentists manning the 4 extraction rooms for all 9 hours. Okay? Now, if you're a dentist and a hygienist, or you have one of those, if you're just a regular person out there driving or on your way to church or back home or whatever, and you have a dentist or you have a dental hygienist, I need you to call them. Call them personally and ask them that as a favor to you, you would like them to participate in this Dentistry from the Heart and Health Fair event. Okay? They'll actually probably do it more if you ask them because you have the relationship. If we ask them, it's like a stranger asking, and it's very easy for them to say they're busy. You know, let's face it, it's a nice day. Oh, maybe people would rather be out on the golf course or on their boat or you know, sleeping in or whatever. And this is a once-in-a-year thing, and it's very important that we all come together to make it happen. Okay, so again, 262-9588, that is the office number. You can call right now. My answering service will take your message. They'll call us if you want. You can tell them to hold the message till Monday if you'd like. But I do need you to help. I do need you to help get dentists, get dental hygienists, and don't forget dental assistants. That's right. We need dental assistants. Plenty of those because we need one in all of the 10 rooms, okay? So that's very, very important. Very important that we do that. All right. Now, let's talk about some of the other... And let me just reiterate the... Location is 4308 North High Street. That's in Columbus. Zip code 43214. It's right on the bus line, so you can get there easily. We have plenty of parking. We block off part of Cook Road, and it's actually very cool. Oh, and we've arranged for dentists to get and hygienists to get 2 credits of CE, continuing education, by volunteering 4 hours. You get 1 credit. And if you do the whole day, you get 2 credits, okay? So that's even better. And let them know that. It's very important. And here's a neat story. Let me just tell you. And you should tell your dentist or hygienist or assistant this story when you're asking them to help, okay? This is true. One of the dentists that I'd been, kept going to and asking if they would help, the first year or so, they said they were too busy. Maybe next year, you know? So next year, I showed up again at their door and asked, and they said, okay. So they decided to help us. Well, as we got closer into the day of the event, we started hearing things from them, things like, well, we didn't know it went from, that many hours, or we didn't know this, we didn't know that. And I'm thinking, they actually did because we told them, but maybe they just weren't paying attention. So here's the thing. We had this long day. I'm in the back doing the last patient, and this dentist comes over and is standing out in the hall. And they said to me, and I went out to say goodbye, and they said, I thought I was going to get an earful, because I thought they were going to go like, you got me into something I hadn't planned on. I thought they were going to be angry. But instead, what they said was this. They said, I've been practicing dentistry for 19 years, and this is the most fulfilled I've ever felt. Is that cool or what? That's what volunteering at this event will do for you. That's what volunteering means. And you know what? When you volunteer, you meet a lot of very nice, kind, caring people. It's just the way it is. It's great. So please do us a favor. Help us get the number of people we need. Because keep in mind, we need 10. We need, for 9 hours, we need a dentist in 6 of those chairs and hygienists for 3 of those chairs. So we need 3 hygienists for 9 hours, 6 dentists for 9 hours. All right. Looks like we're up against a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Dentistry from the Heart and free health fair event. We'll talk more about the health fair part of that when we return.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Smile.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and today we are talking about my Dentistry from the Heart event that is coming up June 12th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. It's at 4308 North High Street, and if you'd like to help, call 262-9588. We need volunteers to be runners, registration. We need dentist assistants and dental hygienists, okay? All right, so let's talk about the health fair part. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to have the American Red Cross, and they're going to do a blood drive, and it's in the rental space right next door. So their goal, I believe, is at least 20 bags of blood, and we want to make sure that we get that, maybe even more. That would be really neat. So if you don't need dental care, come on out and donate. You can help in that way. We'd really, really appreciate it. Okay? Now, let me talk a little bit about the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van. And by the way, something I haven't mentioned yet is the fact that my rolling studio will be there. Many of you have seen that because I bring it to the Touch a Truck events around town. And so lots of you have been inside. And, you know, we're trying to raise about $55,000 to put 2 dental chairs and 2, you know, lights and an x-ray machine and all that stuff in there so that I can take it out and do this type of dentistry on a more regular basis. So if you're a philanthropic type person or you know someone who is, who wants to bring smiles to needy folks all year round, please, please, please call 262-9588. That's 262-9588 and find out how you can do that, okay? You can also send an email to the office, all right? You can email the office at, it's drkvitko@drkvitko.com. I believe we have drkvitko@gmail.com. And by the way, Kvitko is spelled K as in Kathy, V as in Victor, I as in it, T as in Tom, K as in Kathy, O, K-V-I-T-K-O. And please, please do. We'd really, really appreciate any help you can be. All right, now why do we have the rolling studio there? Because I don't have the dental equipment yet. Well, here's what we do. The Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare folks love it because they can use it for triage. They can bring people into that, interview them, maybe take their blood pressure and find out a lot about their health, and they can do it in private. And then if the person turns out to need further evaluation to be seen by the physician, then they walk them down to the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van. So that works out really well. And then, as I mentioned earlier, just quickly, we also have the Kraftwerks Karaoke, folks. Kraftwerks Karaoke. K with a Kraft with a K, works with an X. All right? Kraftwerks Karaoke. These people are wonderful. They come and they entertain people. And you know what? They do it out of the kindness of their heart. So, please hire them to do your event. Make sure you call Kraftwerks Karaoke if you're going to have an event that you might want to have a DJ for, some entertainment, because they need to be repaid for their generosity, okay? The other thing that I mentioned we have is the Ohio Benefit Bank. Now, these are people, we're going to set them up in our consultation room in one of the doctor's offices at my office that won't be in use at the time, and people can sit down with them and they can type in their information and find out if you qualify for, maybe it's women's and infants and children's, maybe it's welfare in general, maybe it's subsidized child care, whatever it is, they'll be able to tell you if you qualify. All right, so that's going to be really cool. The other thing that is going on is, I mentioned the pharmacy. I think it's really cool that these folks come and they set up and they will fill prescriptions. They don't fill them right there. Don't want to have a bunch of drugs on the site. That's not safe. But what will happen is, if we do something that you require a prescription for that day, we will write you a prescription. You'll walk it over to these folks and they will take your information. I believe they take government assistance plans. I believe they take regular insurance. I think they'll, if you can't afford the full amount and don't have insurance, I think they'll do it on a sliding scale. And really cool part is they will bring the medicine to your house. Okay? I don't know, a few hours later or something, before the numbness wears off. So that's really neat. Really neat. And we want to thank them for that. And these people are from the National Pharmacy Association. Okay? So, oh, gee, there's just so much. I don't know that I'm going to have time. I do want to mention, you know, I do this new segment called Why in the World? So this week is going to be, why in the world would a car drive into my building? I don't know if any of you saw the news 4 or 5 days ago, but there was a car that was clipped by a COTA bus which ran into my parking lot and hit a parked car and pushed the parked car up into my office. Not all the way into where the treatment rooms are, but into the outer foyer. And a little bit scary because the gentleman was knocked unconscious and was bleeding from his head, taken to the hospital. He was okay. I actually saw him about 4 days later when he came back to kind of see what had happened and try to recreate the accident because he couldn't remember much. But anyway, yeah, that was us. And we still have the little dent in our wall, and I'm not sure it's going to be fixed before Dentistry from the Heart, because there was a COTA bus and, let's see, this car, and it hit two other cars that hit our building, and I think they're still going to be figuring out who's responsible for what. I did tell the people that the only thing I do know is my building didn't jump in front of a car, so I don't think we have any liability there. But it was quite a day. Lots of excitement, let's put it that way. Anyway, yeah, that was us, and I like to think that maybe, luckily nobody died, but I was teasingly saying that people are just dying to come to my office, you know? I guess we couldn't unlock the door fast enough for them. Remember, every episode of Dentally Speaking, all 385 of them, can be found at dentallyspeaking.com and also on iTunes, okay? So that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.